in Australia, we're very much an egalitarian society, kind of don't sort of focus too much on titles and positions and all that sort of thing. But I do want to draw attention to Luke and Delise, just so that you can understand who they are and how privileged we are to have you guys with us. So Delise, first of all, is from Kenya, and she's an economist. And Luke and Delise were telling us about how they met yesterday. It's a great story, so I'll ask them to share that. But really good. And they've been working together for a long time. And Luke is a medical doctor and with a real heart for his nation, the Democratic Republic of Congo. And he pastors a church and he is also a singer. Is that right? Yeah. And but because of the good work that he was doing in his nation, the people said to him, "We want you to run for parliament," and he was elected to government in the Democratic Republic of Congo. We were walking down the street yesterday, and there was a fellow in the park, and he came over and he said, "I know you," and was talking to Luke about, you know, because he's from the same village as Luke. Is that right? Yeah. But he knew Luke because everyone knows Luke over there, Dr. Luke. Yeah, of course. Sorry, forgive my Australian ways. But just want you to know that these guys are doing a quality work, and Luke's going to be talking about what they're doing in DR Congo and just how things are. You know, he's got a real heart for his nation, and he's going about it in a very wise way. As I mentioned, the reason that Luke and Delise are in Australia is because they've been suffering persecution for the righteous work that they've been doing in Congo, and they had to flee to Australia for their lives. There's been a number of attempts on Luke's life over a number of years, but most recently there was a significant attempt, and the corruption in the government there has made it very difficult for Luke and Delise, and so, you know, that's why we've been praying for them, and just really blessed to have them with us at this time. And so Dr. Luke, would you like to come, and we'd love to have you minister. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Pastor Niger and Gail and all the congregation for giving us this opportunity to be here, me together with my wife, Delise, and the children. Thank you for pronouncing my name, my second name, very good. Yeah. Mulimbalimba. Thank you very much. So we are pleased to be here in this wonderful church. And we thank you for everything that we did for us. So it was like our holiday time to be here. Thank you very, very much. I'm coming from the Democratic Republic of Congo. And my wife, she is also Congolese, but she came from Kenya. So DRC is a French-speaking country, but Kenya is English-speaking country. So you will realize when you are hearing very good when I'm talking and when my wife, she's talking, you will understand she's talking a good English than me because she's coming from English-speaking country. And after finishing my first degree in Congo, I went to Kenya to work and to continue with study. And because I was youth pastor since I was young, and in Congo I had been worshiping in Pentecostal church. So it was founded by Swedish mission. So I was youth pastor there, and they prayed for me to become a pastor at the age of 24 years. So I was very, very young when I started pastoring a church. And when I went to Kenya to work at ISIPE International Center of Physiology, Ecology and Entomology, which is one of the big international centers in East and Central Africa. And they promoted me and sent me to Kenya, to Western Kenya province. And there in Western Kenya province, I started to work and doing mission work. So I started a church there. By the way, up to now we have 4 churches there. And my wife has just finishing a degree in economist. And she came to do some mission work because we had clinic, orphan, and that time we have been needed so much volunteers to work on mission field. And at that church, I had 12 pastors. So 11 and myself, we had 12. And we had a nursery school, which was for orphan children. And one day I went to Congo to visit my parents and see other things. And the toilets of the school fall down. And as you know, when you have a school and there is no toilet, the city council or town council will close it. And all my assistant pastor called me and told me that we don't have toilet. Can you send you money? And it was difficult for me to send them money because I just went to visit my parents. And my wife, that time she was a secretary of the ministry, she went and borrowed money from her mom and build a new toilet, latrine. So when I came back, all my pastors told me, congratulations, you send us money and we just build a toilet. So I was surprised because I have not sent any money. So when we were at meeting, I tell them that I have not sent any money. And my wife, Delis, just tell it's me who did that job because I saw that I have not waited for you. So I just go and borrow money and build that toilet because I know that you will give me back that money when you come back. So I was surprised and all my pastor was surprised and direct the Holy Spirit told me that this is a woman that you will marry. Because she has the same heart, the same mission heart like you. And I went to her and tell her, I love you. I think she was already loving me. And she said, I love you too. So, and we start our journey from that time. Our relationship was less than 5 months, I think. And we did a wedding. And we thank God because now some of the photos I will show you is from our journey, me together with my wife, that we did in Congo. So today I want to share with you something. So my theme or my topic today is God is with us. Tell your neighbor, God is with you. Just tell your neighbor, God is with you. So we are at the special month, as you know, the month where we are celebrating Christmas. So when you go everywhere, people say talk about Christmas. Most of the songs that say about Christmas. And when we talk about Christmas, we are talking about Jesus Christ. And many people, they don't know why we are celebrating Christmas. Some of them knows, but other people, they don't know why we are celebrating Christmas. Some of them is the opportunities to make a lot of money because at the Christmas time, they sell many things. And other is opportunity to have parties. And other is opportunities, I don't know, to go out. That is why when I asked God which thing I will share with you, God told me that we will talk a little bit about Christmas. And when I'll be talking about Christmas, I will be sharing with you about the work that we are doing. So if you read Matthew, verse 1:33, it will tell you the name of Jesus, Emmanuel, or Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God with us. So we are celebrating Emmanuel, or we are celebrating Emmanuel. That meaning, in this week, because on Wednesday we will celebrate Christmas, on Wednesday we are celebrating the birth of Emmanuel, which is meaning God with us. And why God is with us? When I have been praying God and asking, which, tell me, in 2020, which things that we will pray for? Because every December, I always pray God to give me a direction and to show me which things that we will do in the next year. And God told me that 2020, it will be the year of protection, healing. When we are talking about healing, we are talking spiritual healing and physical healing. Physical healing, that meaning maybe you are sick and the doctor told you that you will not live more than 2 years. You will not live more than 3 years. Things that is not possible from us men, things that is impossible from us men is possible from God. So, if you have health problem, just tell Jesus, Emmanuel, in 2020, I want to see your hands. I want you touch me in 2020. So, the 2020 will be the year of healing and the year of deliverance. See, you know, we're still passing through many difficult times. In Congo, I will show you some of the slides from my country. Congo is one of the richest countries in the world. Just go and Google Democratic Republic of Congo. That is my country. We have diamond. We have gold. We have a lot of lake. That meaning we can have fish companies and sell fish in foreign countries. We have the second biggest forest in the world is Equatorial Forest, is in Congo. In Congo, if you have telephone, 6% of minerals that are making phones, they call coltan. They are from my country. 60%. So, is the richest of the rich country, but also is the poorest of the poor country. When you go to the UN index, development index, you will find DRC is most of the top poorest of the poor country. So now, Congolese, wherever they are, even in Australia, many Africans who are here, who came as a refuge, you will find some of them are South Sudan, but a good number, they came from Congo. Why? Because from 1996 to 2004, we had a war. Those minerals that God gave us brought a problem to us. Brought a big problem to us because some of the superpower country, they would like to steal those minerals, and the only way they could do it was to bring war in Congo. People has been killed, and UN report says that more than 8 million people died. But imagine, many people, they don't know about Congo. So, even we as Congolese, 2020, we will ask Congo to deliver our country so that people will not continue to die with hunger, so that people will not continue to die with bullets, so that people will not continue to die with diseases. We have those problems in Congo, but also in Australia, you have your own problems. You see, there is many people who are suffering from depression here in Australia. Stress. Government trying to provide maybe money for medical care, money for this. But because maybe of one problem of another, they suffer from depression, they suffer from stress, we will ask God to deliver those people in Jesus' name in 2020. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. So when we are talking about protection, physical protection and spiritual protection, we want God to continue to protect us, to protect our families, to protect our countries. And Emmanuel, you will not find it only in New Testament. You will find that name also in Old Testament. That meaning that God is a good planner. And many times when God wants to do something, he will tell you that I will do this. And if you don't have Holy Spirit in you, you will find that is a liar. But if you have Holy Spirit in you, if God tells you that he will raise you, even for 10 years, he will raise you. If God tells us that he will transform Mount Gambia through this church here, even in 10 years, 20 years, he will use you, he will use Pastor, he will use me, and he can transform this town from this church. So from Isaiah 7:14, you will find that God has been talking about Emmanuel. So when you are celebrating Christmas, you must be aware that you are celebrating Emmanuel. That meaning God with us. That meaning God is with us. So this few days remaining is a special day because you must tell God, I want to see you because your name Jesus is God with me, God with us. That means I want to see you. If you have some problem, physical problem, spiritual problem, tell God in these few years that, God, I want to see you. Say amen. Even us, we will tell God that we want to see him because we need him. Even here in Australia, our presence here is just God. I will talk on it later. On how God just did a miracle for us to be here. It was not easy, but we are here. You will read John 3:13, and thank you because Mama have already talked about this verse. So that is God. He's moving, and shows us there's a connection. When we are doing spiritual things, there is always connection. You will have a verse, and God will talk to another person to show that he's the one who has been preparing the topic of today. So this is a Congo. in Central Zaire is a Democratic Republic of Congo. Democratic Republic of Congo is the second largest country in Africa. Okay, thank you. So that is Congo. So at the bottom here is Kinshasa. At the bottom there is Kinshasa. You see red color. And this part here, is Uvira. So we have been living here. The capital city is here for the parliamentary work. And we have been working here in Uvira. So in Congo, we have 9 neighboring countries. It's the only country in Africa where there is 9 neighboring countries. There is Angola, Zambia, Tanzania, Burundi, Rwanda, Uganda, South Sudan, Republic of Central Africa, Republic of Congo, and Angola. Among those 9 countries, 4 countries are neighboring to my district where we are working. There is Rwanda, there is Burundi, we have Tanzania, and we have Zambia through Lake Tanganyika. And that is why most of the war from Congo, they always start in Uvira district. So this part you are seeing here, they have never had war in Congo. Most of those, more than 8 million people, they died from this part here, east of Congo. And most of minerals are in east of Congo. Here there is no minerals. So minerals are in this part here. And it's a part which is richest part of Congo, but poorest of the poor part of Congo, not only to Congo, but to all over the world. I told you that more than 8 million died. Some of them died from the war bullet. Others died from hunger. Others died from diseases. And even when you go in my district, you will find mass graves like this. This mass grave is just less than 10 kilometers from where we have hospital. And around the district, there is mass grave like this, which is very sad, because if the rebel kill your father or your mother or your children, when you will pass there, you just remember all those kind of things. We have many orphan children because of the war. During the war, they kill a lot of father, mother, and we had many orphan children. We have many children suffering from malnutrition. And that is why we have hospital. It's to give people food. In Congo, we still have many people who don't eat. A family of 5 people, father will eat today, mother will eat tomorrow, the firstborn will eat Wednesday. They don't like that because they live under $1 per month. And before the war, I always say to people that the life was not like that. They have been still living in villages, but at least people, they had little bit of money. Because in Congo, we don't have banks in villages. We have animals, like cows. So you will find your father or your grandfather had 20, 40, 50 cows. And one cow in Congo, it has the same price like here. It's from $300 to $500. So if you are sick, they will go in village and sell 1 or 2 cows and have $1,000 and pay. Because in Congo, you don't have medical care. You are sick, you will pay yourself. If you want to pay for your children to university or school, you will go and sell the cows. But during the war, the rebel went in villages and stole all cows. Everything was stolen. So people, they just living in very poor resources, a poor life. Even my father had 60 cows, which is to us from generation, maybe four generation. So he could give us those cows and we give us to our children, but all those 60 cows went. And that make people, they have been suffering so much because of getting money. So you will find Congolese are working very hard. Very, very hard. Carrying firewood, going to 15 kilometers, 10 kilometers to sell. And bad thing, after suffering, when they sell it, they will give them less than $5. And this is the dire things. So the villages is like this, as you see. No road, no water, no electricity. And even in Luvungi, where we was been working, this is a village inside. No chair, no bed. It's like that. So the war changed the life of people from good life to the poorest of the poor life. And because the government is corrupt, they don't think on how to raise life of Congolese people. All those minerals, they are going to the pocket or few, less than 20 people, they are millionaire, and other people, they are suffer. And if you are working to promote people, to give people education, you become their enemy. You become their target. And I was working in Kenya, like I told you. When I went back to my village, I found these problems. And I came back to Kenya and tell my wife that I think I'm more needed in Congo than here. I want to go back in my village. And my wife told me that you will not go yourself. I will go with you. I remember that time. It was in October 2010. We went with my wife in the village with our firstborn, Andrew. And arriving there, this is the land that we bought. We went 2 kilometers from the main villages that you have been seeing there. This was a bush. As you see, we just use hand to try to remove bush. This was a bush. We bought 6 acres of land in bush because Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, gave me a vision of saving lives of these poor people. If God give you a vision, he will not see your age. He will not see you are rich or poor. He will not see you are living in Congo or Australia. If it's a God vision, he will make sure the vision is giving you, it become true. And remember, I came from Kenya with my wife and our child without money, without anything, just with clothes. All we had a nice house with chairs, table. All those chairs, tables, we leave them, we donated them to the church that I was been pastoring. And I was surprised. When we came here, we visited that church with my wife and children, and all those chairs still in that church up today. So we come like this, and we bought this land. The first meeting that we have been doing, it was end of the tree. End of the tree. Because God gave us a vision to change people's life. Without money. And we say we will try. We have not think we don't have money. We don't have this. But we say let us try. And the things that we did. After visiting this village. We realized that. Most of Congolese. 90% of Congolese had small radio. Radio with batteries. So every evening. They are listening to the news. And after the war. All news was just political news. We went to Kenya. We bought a radio station. We came in this village and installed Christian radio stations that we call Impact Radio. And the things that we did in that Impact Radio, we started to talk the message of hope, healing, deliverance, the message of peace. And we tell them every Saturday to come and make bricks, community works. And this is the first church or conference hall which we builded with traditional things. And if you see here, now this is the first building that we builded in bush. There's no house, there's no anything, and we built this first building because God told us that you will go far, I will give you the place that you will call place of hope, Hope Mountain. This place, we are calling it in Swahili, Tumaini, Mulima wa Tumaini. Mulima wa Tumaini, that meaning mountains of hope. And we came here for nowhere and built this first building. This is the first hospital that we builded in that village. So this is inside now where we have been talking. So we'll have meeting with people because during the war, many young women was being raped. Even young ladies, women of less than 10 years was being raped. For our work was to call them, put them here, give them counseling. And you see that man there is a journalist. He has a recorder. He's recording everything that I'm talking and my wife. And at evening, they will put it on the radio. So more than hundreds of people will hear it. So now it's like this after 10 years. So God give us a vision. We start from zero, working very hard. I remember the house that we have been living, me and my wife, was small house of 5 meters to five. I'm testify it every day. With traditional roof with hubs. And during rain season, it was difficult to sleep because the water, rain, has been entering at the mattresses. And one day we had a lot of rain and the bed became very small. I started to tell my wife, you eat a lot today. You take all space. And my wife told me, you are the one who eat a lot. You take all space because the bed was very small. But we have not seen all those challenges. God just used us and is like this today. That big building there with red color is a church that we are using at a church. Behind, there is accommodation. We have solar station. We have water. So when you came to visit us, you will have electricity like this. You will have water. So just God has transformed this place from zero and give us. So the first building that you saw is that building there, which is the first building. And here we have a school. All those orphan street children, we put them to the school. And last year we had 1,600 students. And around 3 of them graduated. This year we have 1,200 students. Our school is technical school. We have tailoring, computer, mechanics, because we are preparing them after finishing the school, they can have a job directly. And we thank God because through the message of hope, through the message of healing, God has been healed most of these young girls spiritually and physically. And as you see their faces, they have joy now. They have joy because they have Emmanuel in their heart. Sorry, this is a computer. So, God is very good because God is always blessed those who are working for the poor. Because of this work that we have been doing, many people, they love us, but the politicians become my enemies. Because now we transform all villages, we give hope not only to people in the village, to other places. You see, we transform a village from village to small town. And the first election we had, it was 2011, and people came to me to say, look, you did many good things for us. We want you become our MP. And I tell them that I have never been politician. My mother or father have never been politician. I don't want to become your MP because I don't want to become a politician. I went to Congo, to Kenya to see the work. Some elders came, see my wife, ask my wife my ID. They went and enrolled my name to one of the election committee. When I came, I found my name there, and my wife says, there's some elders who came here and took the card, and they say they want you to become their MP. I tell them, if you vote for me for 90%, I will accept. In 2011, they voted for me for 90%. I became their MP. So when I came here in Australia the first time in 2012, Julie Bishop was Minister of Foreign Affairs. I don't know who told her those kind of a story, and she loves the work that we are doing. In those houses we are seeing, there is two buildings that has been supported by Australian government. So from that work we are doing, and especially to see we are not promoting, we are fighting corruption. Australian government, they love that and start even to support us and to link us with some organization here. At that hospital, we have the same ambulance that we are using here. The same ambulance that Australian government, they donated to us. So now, but some of the board politicians, 2019, they had the second election, and people, they saw on them the corruption, because before, they could come with 2 tons of fish and give people two fish, because they are poor. They have been staying maybe 1 year without eating fish. They will vote for them. But we came with strategy of giving them education, of empower them. So this time in 2011, people have not voted for all those corrupt politicians. They vote for other new people, and direct they say is Luke who has given people education, I become their target. So I've been working in that village, and they sent some militian to me. They came with machete and tried to kill me. But Emmanuel was behind me. Emmanuel was saying, look, I give you vision. You will not the one who you will die. I will protect you because you are still doing many things. I will still use you to do many things. That man who came to kill me, he's one who died, and me, I'm still alive. Glory be to God. So God just did a miracle. That is why I tell you that 2020, it will be the year of healing, spiritual healing and physical healing. It will be the year of protection. Don't matter the doctor tell you that your problem is difficult. Don't matter people tell you that, no, your problem is difficult. God, if he wants to promote you, if he wants to save you, even if you are living in difficult condition, he will open doors for you. In short, so when I've been reading this verse, I say, glory be to God. Because the work that I've been doing for more than 10 years make God to protect me from my enemies. So we have medical school, midwifery and nursing school at the same compound. This is our theater. We are operating These photos, just last week they sent it to me. In Congo, most of the government hospital operation is from $150 to $300. Imagine those US dollars. Imagine those poor people, they live under $1, where they will get money. But for us here, the operation is only $20. We remove from $300 to $20. And God is providing every month. So every month we have 2 new babies. We have even women who are who are deliver 3 babies. So God is good. Philippians 4:13 says that I can do all things through him who strengthens me. All these photos that you have been seeing, is not me who have been doing that job. It's not my wife, Delis, who have been doing that job. It's Emmanuel. We are just instrument. God has been just using us so that people can see his glory. And that is why this verse, I really love it. Because everything that we are doing is just God. Thank you very much, Pastor. I just finished. So this now is a new leader. This man that is here. His name is Mutula, his new leader, because now we are here in Australia. Because of that problem we had, we were forced to come here. To come here because the politicians don't want to see me, don't want to see my wives. We become their target. And the government, they are still corrupt government. So we came here to wait a little bit, to see how things will change back home so that we can go back home. We will go back because God called us to work there. But God is good because he chose us as leaders. We are here, but the mission work there is going on very well. God chose us as leaders. We have more than 90 staffs, full-time staffs. And this man, he was a street child during the war. The rebel came and they raped her mom before them. And we took him to secondary school, university. He did public health. And when he finished, he came to me and my wife and tell us that we will not want to work anywhere, any other place. We want to work with you. He becomes administrator. And when we came here, he's the one who took the responsibility to become a coordinator. God is using even those people who has been living in difficult time, is raising them to promote his glory. And that is Emmanuel. And now he's leading more than 90 people who are under him. So thank you very much. I would like to share with you about this journey that you have been passing. We will pray for you as a church, and please, you will pray also for us, because it's not easy when you have been doing the work like this for 10 years and just less than 4 people, they want to destroy it in one day. But Emmanuel is very strong. Emmanuel has been in our side. I don't know if I talk this story to Pastor. If you hear on the news on Friday, no, Saturday, I think, we had fire on Strat Albin. That fire was at our house. We just go to see the Centrelink with my wife. Before we leave, I just tell the children, I feel that we will have fire. Be very careful. Don't go out. And that day, the temperature out, it was 44 degrees. So we went. In 15 minutes, Andrew called us. Says that there is fire at home. So we had plastic tank, and there is water pump near plastic tank. So because of heat, the water pump become very hot, and water pump is like it give fire to the plastic tank, and plastic tank give fire to the tree. We have palm tree, big palm tree. So the children was inside the house, so as not know anything outside. Just people who have been passing through the road, they went and knock and tell them there is a fire from your compound. So they are the one who bring children, they put them out of the house, they call ambulances and fire people. And God is a miracle God. That fire went to plastic, you know, at the house, there is plastic thing that is bringing water from the rain to the pump. That thing take fire up to the house, but the house was not burned. We came and everything was in control. Everything was in control. That is God. And that is why I tell you that 2020, it will be the year of protection. God will protect you. We still have a lot of temptation. We still have a lot of problem. We came from Congo thinking that in Australia now everything will be good. And we found fire here. That meaning that even you are living in Australia, you still need God. You still see the face of God.